Our New Testament reading comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 23, in which we hear this word. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven. God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in God's presence before the creation of the world. God destined us to be his adopted children through Jesus Christ because of his love. This was according to his good will and plan, and to honor his glorious grace that he has given to us freely through the Son whom he loves. We have been ransomed through his Son's blood, and we have forgiveness for our failures based on his overflowing grace, which he poured over us with wisdom and understanding. God revealed his hidden design to us, which is according to his good will and the plan that he intended to accomplish through his Son. This is what God planned for the climax of all times, to bring all things together in Christ, the things in heaven, along with the things on earth. We have also received an inheritance in Christ. We were destined by the plan of God, who accomplishes everything according to his design. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first to hope in Christ. You too heard the word of truth in Christ, which is the good news of your salvation. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit because you believed in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the down payment on our inheritance, which is applied toward our redemption as God's own people, resulting in the honor of God's glory. Since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, this is the reason that I don't stop giving thanks to God for you when I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that makes God known to you. I pray that the eyes of your heart will have enough light to see what is the hope of God's call, what is the richness of God's glorious inheritance among believers, and what is the overwhelming greatness of God's power that is working among us believers. This power is conferred by the energy of God's powerful strength. God's power was at work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and sat him at God's right side in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority and power and angelic power, any power that might be named, not only now, but in the future. God put everything under Christ's feet and made him head of everything in the church, which is his body. His body, the church, is the fullness of Christ, who fills everything in every way. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. The Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians presents a theological high watermark. And I'm going to be talking about that today. And to assist you, I've put a small study guide in the back of the bulletin. And I would encourage you to utilize that. And I will try to help you fill in the blanks as we go along. Which brings me to the first thing I want to share with you, and that is one of the great themes in Ephesians is the exalted place of the church in the kingdom of God. Let me repeat that. One of the great themes in Ephesians is the exalted place of the church in the kingdom of God. I want us to consider three images of the church that are provided for us by Paul in today's Bible passage. Paul's letter to the Ephesians records 9 references to the church as the body of Christ. The concept is introduced in chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, in which he says, God put everything under Christ's feet and made him head of everything in the church, which is his body. His body, the church, is the fullness of Christ, who fills everything in every way. I want you to first notice Paul's affirmation of Christ's ultimate authority. Paul tells us that the Father, at his own initiative, put all things under the subjection of Jesus' feet. This is a clear declaration of Christ's cosmic rule. Jesus Christ is the ultimate and final authority over all that exists. And this is what Christ himself affirmed in the Great Commission when he declared, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is also what Paul was explaining in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, when he related that the Father has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name above every other name. In that passage, we read, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Now, I want you to notice also in today's Bible passage that Paul tells us that the Father put everything under Christ's feet. Now, that word put means that it is an accomplished fact which can never be reversed. Jesus is the ultimate authority for all that exists. Then also notice the designation of Christ's functional leadership and headship. The Father also made him head of everything in the church. Now again, this is a decisive act of the Father that it cannot and it will not ever be reversed. Jesus Christ is head and ruler over the church. And that's a fact that's not up for discussion. Paul's point is that the Lord Jesus owns the church, leads the church, gives directions to the church, and provided the church the operational and strategic marching orders that we have. It's not the place of the church to dictate to the head, but for the head to dictate to the church. And woe to any so-called believer who believes that this truth is optional. Another thing I want you to notice is that there is the revelation of the church's exalted relationships. In today's Bible passage, Paul is introducing us to the concept that the church is Christ's body. Let me repeat that for you in case you want to write that in your study guide. In today's Bible passage, Paul is introducing us to the concept that the church is Christ's body. In today's passage, Paul is teaching by analogy. He's telling us that what a head is to a physical body, so Christ is to the church. We have a vital, living, exalted relationship. And then in verse 23, he says, the fullness of Christ, who fills everything in every way, tells us that we, as the church, are the complement of the Lord Jesus. So just as a head expresses itself through the body, in the same way, Christ expresses himself in this world through his body, which is the church. When you think about it, that's a pretty profound and yet sobering thought. Now, in short, since this is reality, what are the implications of the church being Christ's body? Well, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a vital relationship with Jesus. And this is affirmed in today's Bible passage. When you took that step of faith to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you entered into a relationship which will never be taken away. You now have a Savior who loves you, who cares for you, who desires to mature you and also to use you to impact the world with his reality. Jesus knows you better than you know yourself. He also loves you with an uncompromising love. Yes, you have a vital relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus wants you to let it grow. You also have a vital relationship with all other believers. Paul is telling this to all of us, whether we are Gentiles or Jews. None of us are second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Nobody needs to take a back seat or a secondary role. Paul is quick to note in our Bible passage today that we are all members of one body. Whether we're a Gentile or a Jew, we are all fellow heirs of Jesus Christ, fellow members of his body, and fellow partners of the promise of Jesus Christ. By the way, how are your relationships with Christ, with other believers, with other people? Wherever they stand, let them be strengthened even more. You should also have a healthy respect for the leadership that Christ gives the church. And Paul relates in our Bible passage for today that leadership is not elected or selected, but given by God. The responsibility of church leaders is to equip the saints. That is, all members of the body of Christ. We're to be equipped for the work of service and to build up the body of Christ. And anytime leadership is not respected, Christ is grieved, and the work of God suffers. One mark of having a vital relationship with Jesus Christ is that you have a healthy respect for leadership that God gives his church. We are called to follow the lead of our leader. Last week, we ordained and installed leaders of our congregation, deacons and elders. They made promises to serve this body of Christ, and we made promises that we would uphold them. And Paul wants us to honor those promises, both as leaders and as members. Each of us, you and me, we have a vital responsibility to help build and build up the church. And Paul says elsewhere in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 4, verse 16, he says, "The whole body grows from Christ as it is joined and held together by all the supporting ligaments. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does their part." Paul points out that each individual part of the body has a proper function, and that working together, each member can contribute to the growth of the body. Paul points out in that verse from chapter 4 that the church is to build itself up with love. And that means that each of us has a dual obligation. Each of us has the vital responsibility of helping to build up and strengthen the church, while at the same time helping unbelievers come to faith in Christ. Because after all, the church is the only organization in the world which exists for those who are not yet members. I'll repeat that. The church is the only organization in the world which exists for those who are not yet members. An old hymn says, "Jesus is all the world to me." Well, in a very real sense, the church, Christ's body, is Jesus to all the world. The world sees Jesus by seeing us. I'll repeat that. In a very real sense, the church, Christ's body, is Jesus to all the world. The world sees Jesus by seeing us. Let's reach out at First Presbyterian Church of Westfield and build Christ's body. Amen.